Cody Brown and his four wives didn't make an appearance outside the Frank Moss Federal Courthouse, but their Washington, D.C. attorney, Jonathan Turley, told reporters the Browns aren't seeking recognition of plural marriage.
They are seeking the same rights that are afforded to all other Americans. What they're asking for is the right to structure their own lives, their own family, according to their faith and their beliefs.
Turley said this case goes to the heart of rulings like Lawrence versus Texas, where the Supreme Court struck down a criminal statute that prohibited homosexual conduct. He said this principle is the same, the right of privacy for people to make their own decisions. Turley claimed Utah's attorney general may try to avoid a review of the merits of the law altogether.
That's the same position that the attorney general of California was in, the state attorney general of California, in looking at the same-sex marriage issue. They decided that they could not ethically defend that statute. So prosecutors have the independent authority to step aside and allow others to defend the statute.
In a tweet following the news conference, however, Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff responded to that claim, saying Turley hasn't read the Utah Constitution. His spokesman told KCPW the AG is, in fact, obligated to defend the state statute. And there remains the question of whether the Brown family is actually threatened by prosecution, which would give them the standing to sue. The Browns moved to Nevada after Lehigh police launched an investigation into the family. No charges have been filed, but attorney Rod Parker, who represents the polygamist FLDS Church, says he thinks they have standing.
I think that they are threatened. And not only that, but the existence of this statute affects people in other ways. It affects their ability to hold certain public offices, become a police officer. Having this law in the books is not harmless.
Under Mark Shurtleff's watch, the AG's office has avoided prosecuting adult polygamists when there is no coercion involved, instead focusing on acts of abuse. But local prosecutors still have the discretion to file their own charges. Ann Wild, with Principal Voices, a polygamy advocacy group, says she respects the attorney general's decision not to prosecute consenting adults who practice plural marriage.
He's had a chance once or twice to go ahead and prosecute a family, but they were consenting adults. However, he's not going to be attorney general forever, and I think there needs to be something on the books that will be a guideline for up-and-coming attorney generals and county attorneys that they will know what the requirements are in the state of Utah concerning plural marriage.
The Brown family is featured on the TLC series Sister Wives. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.